performer who have the feature, and it's going to be Suzanne Owens. She's going to come up and do us a poem. And while she's ambling up here, let's just remember we got to give a hand. Ian behind the bar, Lynn and Claire giving us food. We've got Gwen that's collected, Gwen that has made it all possible. We got Ira on the sound. We got Dan and Dan on tech and sound. We've got, Gail collecting the money. That's important. That's and last but not least, the lady that really makes it all possible, Ellen. Let's give her a hand. And now, without further ado, Miss Suzanne Owens.
Hi. It's great to be here. This is sort of serious. Alhambra, the Moorish palace and citadel in Granada, the first king of the Nasrid dynasty, Mohammed ben Alhamid, 13th century, established a royal residence in Alhambra. And there is a magic feeling that envelops you as you climb the stairs and are filled with Arabic myths and the whispers of ghosts. Hiatus. You say you want a hiatus? Do you mean you need a stay with no juncture, like a film when it jams? The pundit hands choked on his desk, mouth open, eyes emptied, as he stares unblinking at his guest? Or do you want a sojourn like November, just before winter, after the autumn fades? Or March, after the snow retreats? We can't go back. We can't reenact the same scenes like Pirandello characters who roam from theater to theater in search of the author to end it. That stay with no juncture. Prostrate before the zenith, no thanks. I'll take the turbulence, knuckled mind, eyes full of grit, the farthest breath. The sun on my face will suffice. I want the transcendence, the last intoxication, the final disaster. We know the wrap-up is ugly after the sound tape ends, when the lights shut down. Nevertheless, I'll slide into denouement and hope for catharsis. Now, mornings emerge formless like patches of dead leaves through ice melt. The wetlands freeze into whirls of ice. You could be in North Nowhere by now, holding old photographs, those out of focus portions of our life, friction on resin. I recall that summer of cow and barn. In one, your slanting shadow like a discarded skin slopes across a crumpled pail. I am dragged into odour and the night's sinew, frigid and friendless. Love, dark as a silver mine, we were like 22. I was a pigeon-breasted bohemian. You were always a hit-or-miss proposition. We had islands, an overseas empire. We occupied each other, setting our sights on the sun. You crooned your lark sun song into my green neck. Secrets for my ears alone. Thousands of thunderbolts swept us along as your hands made madrigal in my phaeton. Jupiter must have transfixed us. Now I am north, barren, a plateau, dry and woe silly, singing my cell songs. Memories are like wardens I receive at night. They keep me from sleep, hence I seldom fear having to wake. Tonight, the trees form configurations on the snow. Their branches form other structures on the sky. The sky, emptied of the moon, retreats. And I am staring at myself, garnering my yield once more. Through the window, I see the hills shrug out of the fog. The valley wears a dark coat. In its pockets, lilies and stars. I want for a burial there under the clods of distance. I might have lived with you in Alhambra, alias. Did we exist? This propagation of hiatus becomes a cancellation filled. And I am a fish swimming west, looking for its one white scale buried somewhere, a pure weight or a jewel from another world. Thank you.
One more hand, please, for Suzanne Owens.